July 28, to face death with the courage of Daniel. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Daniel 2:23. Our God is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Daniel sought the Lord when the decree went forth to slay all the wise men of the kingdom of Babylon, because they could not relate or interpret a dream which had gone from the king's mind. Nebuchadnezzar demanded not only the interpretation of the dream, but the relation of the dream itself. They declared that the request of the king was something unreasonable, and the test beyond that which had ever been required of any man. The king became furious and acted like all men who have great power and uncontrollable passions. He decided that every one of them should be put to death. And as Daniel and his fellows were numbered with the wise men, they were also to share this fate. Daniel came before the king and pleaded for time to bring this matter before the Supreme Court of the universe, from whose decision there could be no appeal. When his request was granted, Daniel laid the whole matter before his companions, who were united with him in worshiping the true God. The matter was fully considered, and on their bended knees they pleaded that God would give them the power and wisdom that would alone avail them in their great necessity. Then was a secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. I would impress upon the youth that Daniel's God is their God, and whatever difficulty may arise, let them do as did Daniel, desire mercies of the God of heaven. God will not fail his church in the hour of her greatest peril. He has promised deliverance.